This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones. Under
my thumb. All right, linked up on Drudge on the left-hand side. Wolf, that's the charlatan of charlatans, admits didn't interview any White House cabinet officials for book, but we have the clips, and they even found it, just without me even asking. We're going to play that at the start of the next segment that Paul Watts has taken over. We have the clip of him saying, oh, I interviewed the president. Well, no, he never even saw the president. Bannon was sneaking him in the back door. And people are like, what in the Gorka's like, what are you doing letting this guy in? They use that like, oh, Gorka admits they knew he was there. Yeah, because Bannon told Gorka. And by the way, I don't trust anybody Bannon brought in now. Okay, I noticed Gorka was like posing in like hundreds of photos of him shooting guns, and I don't like that Alex Jones. And the big thing is, I'm not going to go down to their level. It's just that, dude, all you guys are nobodies that hijacked a movement, the George Washington right through to Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson, our listeners built. We are the InfoWar. We are the future. And you guys have been caught hijacking things. Paul Watson, I'm going to host with you in a few minutes. It's great to have you on twice. Everybody loves you. Gavin McGinnis was on fire earlier, but I don't want to get into infighting, but I'm not going to sit on huge, big things anymore just because I don't want to be an infighter. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get the people on who knew the backstory about Bannon, because he now, I guess, wants to go after Trump and support Pence. That's exactly what I was told, that the generals were brought in, Pence was working with them, and that they're looking at a 25th Amendment deal as their backup, you know, if something happens to the president. And that none of them ever leave town at the same time, you know, because, oh, they got to be there to babysit and all this other arrogant crap these guys talk about. Same thing we see all the time. And that they had this book time for right now when they were going to be moving with the Russia stuff and the 25th Amendment, but all that's hit a dud now. And Bannon thought they'd launch this and that they would then be taking Trump out now this year with his triggering, but instead it blew up in his face like every other attempt. And I was told that was the plan. I was told stuff that was in Wolf's book, but twisted, now that I had a chance to read the book. And I just cannot believe how good these sources are. So what do we do about this? What do we do about this?
The book itself is, I mean, everybody's going to have forgotten about it in a week's time. The 25th Amendment's never going to happen. You need two-thirds of the Congress and the Senate and the Vice President to, and most of Trump's cabinet to mutiny on him. It's never going to happen. Like I said in the video, there's more chance of Hillary Clinton representing America in ice skating at the next Winter Olympics. Not going to happen. Just again underscores their complete desperation and their complete hypocrisy. You had Brian Stelter, your favorite CNN host, Alex, who in 2016, over and over again, reckless conspiracy theories, how dare you even discuss Hillary Clinton's health. He's up there 2 days ago saying, it's incumbent upon every serious journalist to ask questions about Trump's health. Even though this guy's basically a fraud, he's got no direct access, he's made up stuff in the past, he can't even get this book edited properly before it's published. It's complete baloney. And as I said in the video, Trump's not insane, you're insane. We're talking about people who literally start taking medication because they're triggered by Trump's tweets. And I include examples of that in the video.
And by the way,
they've been driven insane by Trump, and it's projection. They're pointing the finger at Trump because that's all they've got left. They're scraping the barrel, and it's pathetic.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they're saying I'm mentally ill, the young turds are, that deny the Armenian genocide, get Islamic funding out of Gulf dictatorships. They're saying I'm insane. I mean, I thought that was tongue in cheek I said about Stelter. I'm just saying that photo of him with that smile, does he not look like the creepiest person you've ever seen, like creepy Kane or creepy? I mean, Wolf and this guy look so creepy. And then they said, I said it on a bunch of shows because they're Jewish. I didn't even know if Stelter was Jewish. Then I looked it up. He wasn't. It's total insanity.
He's definitely a soy boy by the looks of it, but if that's neither here nor there. A Yale psychiatry professor, though, Alex, her big evidence of Trump being insane was that CNN tweet from 6 months ago. Like, that's all they've got. That's their big evidence. It's absolutely pathetic.
Well, in my rant, I said, Hillary looks evil, this guy looks evil, and so does Wolf. They cut all that out and then say, Being ugly's code for Jewish. And I'm just, they're the ones injecting all this race stuff. It's crazy. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, I got to be careful here, because what mainstream corporate whore media does, funded by George Soros, Media Matters, and others, they put out the talking points for the rest of the prostitute media to repeat, is I'll do big breakdowns with articles, videos, proof, mainstream news. And then later, hours later, I'll just mention what we already covered, and they'll grab that clip, edit it together, and say, Jones attacks Oprah Winfrey in a homophobic rant claiming she's a lesbian. No, I said nothing against her that she likes women. I'm not going to judge people. I'm a Christian, but I'm a libertarian. Why is she closeted about it? And she was admittedly a child prostitute and then brought women to Weinstein, has been seen with women with Weinstein, sticking her tongue in his ear, doing all of this stuff. And you have major actresses saying that she lured them there for Weinstein. And this is what she's known for, ladies and gentlemen. And so they then spin that into Alex Jones hates lesbians. It's like I did a report off a Discovery Channel show where there's a phenomenon where they're creating new acronyms, hundreds of them, where people have sex with appliances and cars. And I was tying it into sex with robots. Why would you want to have sex with a rubber mannequin? But I said, I guess there's these big fetishes where you catch a guy in your garage, you know, having sex with a tailpipe. They spun that and said, Jones in an anti-gay rant says gay men will rape your car. And I had a guy on the street say, man, I saw an article in my Yahoo feed that you say gay guys are going to rape our cars, Alex. You know, not all us gay guys are, you know, liberals, and I don't appreciate that. I've been a listener. And I went, did you see me say that? He goes, well, no, but I said, yeah, it's a lie, okay? I mean, I don't have to sit here and prostrate myself either, or sit here and basically lay down on my belly, because it doesn't even matter. I don't hate anybody as long as they don't hurt somebody else. But you've got major H&M, World Store being boycotted because they showed a black young man wearing a shirt that says monkey on it. Just like, let's ban the name of this hall because it says Lynch. The last name's Lynch, but don't get rid of Loretta Lynch. And then all these stars and people are leaving and they're so mad at their sponsorship, when it's the opposite of racism to have a shirt that says coolest monkey in the jungle. When everybody gets apparel for their kids, it says they're a monkey. That's one of the most common things other than T-Rexes. Paul Watson, you want to comment on the whole Oprah Winfrey thing and her up there pontificating to everybody in our face, telling us what to think, telling us what to do, telling us how we're bad to women, declaring a war on men, and how she's going to fight Trump. And then she's virtue signaling to Meryl Streep that, you know, defends pedophilia and the rape of young girls, literally. You cannot make up how ridiculous this is. And that's why Trump said, oh, I don't think she's going to be running. No, I know her real well. I don't think she wants that. He's saying, lady, you got more skeletons in your closet than a mausoleum. Paul Watson, what are they thinking?
Well, that was a bang average speech to begin with. Just because you've got a bunch of out-of-touch celebrities with crocodile tears in their eyes boo-hooing over it doesn't make it good. In fact, there was a tweet that somebody put out, I think this encapsulates the situation. It says, Only Hollywood would treat getting caught enabling and engaging in nearly systematic sexual abuse as the perfect occasion to lecture the rest of us on the issue. And that's exactly what she gets up there and virtue signals in front of all those other celebrities who were in on it, who covered up for him for years. And they're, oh, she's the big moral guardian of the sexual abuse of women. Absolutely incredible. Now you've got this messianic insanity that we saw with Barack Obama, you know, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Van Jones came out on CNN and called Oprah the queen of the universe. She's like literally walking on water and healing cancer now, Alex, just because of that one 9-minute speech where she said, oh, yeah, sexual assault of women is bad. She's the new Jesus right now. He went on Anderson Cooper and said she's the queen of the universe. They can try and get that clip later if you want. So we're starting to see this messianic call because the Democrats have got absolutely no one else on the bench whatsoever. They're going all in with Oprah, even though now some of her closest friends are saying she's probably not going to run at all.
And it's okay. It's okay.
On top of that.
It's okay that she was a streetwalker. It's not okay that she did it as a young teenager. But the fact that she's known and she's been accused by prominent people, and there's photos of her bringing actresses to Weinstein so he could jump on her, and then she reportedly hangs out with him, sticks her tongue in his ear, and that they've got some type of weird relationship. And they've been seen in Hollywood disappearing off into alcoves with a couple chicks. I mean, as long as it's consensual, that's their issue. But lecturing us when she's basically, according to many, pimping people directly to the Hollywood elite because they think, oh, it must be safe. Oprah's going to lead me in there. What do you think, Paul?
Well, the other issue is she got up in front of this Golden Globes, which is owned and hosted and run by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which is a collection of journalists who only write about Hollywood issues. What did they write about the sexual abuse scandal that was well known in Hollywood for the past 20 years? Absolutely nothing whatsoever. Yet they're the big moral guardians of it all. And it's incredible how they've turned this round. And now they're just blaming like, all men or all white men. When it's their problem, they covered it up. The cancer's within Hollywood, and they're turning it around on us and saying that we're responsible for it. Absolutely incredible. You know, you had, like, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. They knew about it in the 90s. She was hanging around with Weinstein as late as 2014, probably after that, Oprah Winfrey. Very, very cozy with him as well, as you can see from the pictures. People knew about it in the early 2000s. People knew about it in the late 90s. You have Meryl Streep getting up in 2012 and calling Harvey Weinstein God. The Punisher, while she, you know, defends, applauds a paedophile who raped a 13-year-old child.
Who, by the way, L.A. just announced, even though he's an admitted child rapist, statute of limitations, he can come back after raping the little kidnapped little girl anally till she bled everywhere. Sorry to give you details, but that's what he did. It's not just statutory rape. They raped her, drugged her and raped her, reportedly other men, but they never went after them. Some very well-known people that look quite devilish, strangely enough, in the face. But people that play devils would do such a thing. So we've got all that going on. Since you mentioned it, there's so many clips of her standing ovations right in the middle of controversy for him, her saying he did nothing wrong, bringing back. There's a lot of these clips. Here's one of Meryl Streep defending a child kidnapper and anal raper. Here it is.
Goes to Roman Polanski. With a pianist.
Yeah, that's her standing ovation. There's another one where she says, let him go, he's a good guy. And then Harrison Ford, what an idiot. People are sick. Martin Scorsese's an idiot, even though he's a good director. Jack Nicholson, no wonder he's standing up. Yeah, old Jack, I bet you do. Yeah, I bet you really do stand up there, buddy. And you got Weinstein rubbing his belly. Back up to the last segment. So there's Meryl Streep, but there's another one where she's on a two-up. She's on a film show. Paul, you've seen this where she openly defends him.
Yeah, that was 6 years after the one that you just watched. So that was during the Oscars.
Yeah, we've got it. They found it. Here it is. Let's play Meryl Streep just gushing over a child rapist. Here it is.
Yes, Roman Polanski. I'm very sorry that he's in jail.
I hope he dies.
Goes to Roman Polanski.
By the way, until everybody made a big deal about it, they didn't even arrest him in Europe for reportedly stuff. Paul, I mean, where is this all going with these sickos lecturing us? Meryl Streep says Richard Dreyfuss slapped her too hard in a scene, and now she's a victim. Well, I bet that little girl got hurt pretty bad by those dogs lining up and gang raping her.
She's also making the Catherine Graham film with Steven Spielberg, isn't she? She's still fronting herself as this icon of feminism. That clip that you just played, that was when he was arrested again in Switzerland for raping a 13-year-old girl, 6 years after she stood up and applauded him. Absolutely incredible. They had 100 Hollywood figures sign a petition, top Hollywood figures, demanding his release after everybody knew what he did, like decades afterwards. Oh, but now they're the big moral guardians on the sexual abuse of girls and young women. He can't even get back into the United States without being arrested. They never disavowed him. Meryl Streep never disavowed him. Now you've got all these new people coming out who say that he raped them when girls were 15. Renate Langer, the actress, German actress. Another British woman called Robin Enn, an actress that accused Polanski
of
raping
her when she was 15. Right now, they're getting you that clip where they say Oprah's a god. A lot of the people that are into pedophilia were abused themselves. A lot of the girls that were, they then become the Renfields to the men. And a lot of evidence shows Meryl Streep and Oprah Winfrey are just that. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Paul Watson.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is Tuesday, January 9th edition of the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. We're talking about, of course, the big story of the week so far. Oprah Winfrey. Variety reports Gayle King, Oprah Winfrey, not considering 2020 bid, but is intrigued by the idea. CBS This Morning host Gayle King said she does not think that her best friend, Oprah Winfrey, has changed her mind about running for president. Publicly, she has dismissed the idea. King said she talked to Winfrey on Monday after a day of speculation about her intentions. The response was so great it generated talk in traditional social media. Of course, everybody exploded in deity-like worship, as we're going to play here in a second. But Winfrey's best friend went on to say, quote, "I absolutely don't think her position has changed. I was up talking to her late last night. I do think she was intrigued by the idea. I do think that basically she doesn't really know. But it looks like Winfrey's not going to run at this time. Obviously, if she gets drafted by the amount of hysteria and messianic fervor that we've seen from the left over the last 24, 48 hours, she may not have a choice. Van Jones has come out on CNN and basically said that she's the queen of the universe and can do no wrong. Maybe she's going to walk on water and cure cancer. We've got that clip from CNN. Here it is.
Van, as you consider this possibility, what do you see? I mean, obviously, you know, people would have said Donald Trump could have never been president, and he's president.
Well, the question is, does she want to be demoted from queen of the universe to president of the United States? That's the only question. If she wants to do it, she can do it. She is probably the most beloved human being on Earth. She's probably the most beloved carbon-based life form on Earth. If she runs, she will destroy anybody in front of her. The question is, does she want to do it? I've talked to a lot of people who are close to her, who are around her. There's basically, you know, bedlam in Oprah land right now, as people, you know, people are begging her, please run, please run, please run. But she's given no indication that she has moved off of her position, that she doesn't want to do it. I will say that speech last night was extraordinary. That speech, she did in 9 minutes what Barack Obama did in 17. It's in 2004.
All right, we'll leave it there. That is Van Jones worshipping Oprah Winfrey. The queen of the universe can do no wrong. She gave an astounding speech. No, she didn't. She gave a bang average speech, let's be honest. What kind of bravery does it take to get up in front of a bunch of people who are guilty of the very thing that you're lecturing everyone else about? Covering up the sex abuse scandal for 20 plus years. Now, does this mean that Oprah Winfrey hasn't got a shot at becoming president? No, it doesn't. She's got a very good shot, given that the Democrats have virtually nobody else to even take on Trump. Breitbart reports election betting odds place Oprah 2020 ahead of every Democrat. When it comes to predicting who will be president, electionbettingodds.com shows that actual people betting actual money in this category put Oprah Winfrey at the top of the Democratic heap. She's got 8.5% on this betting website, which places her above Senator Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, all of them. Oprah is right at the top. Hillary Clinton, still at 1.6%. She just won't seem to go away, like a turd that won't flush. But Oprah Winfrey, according to the betting odds website, is the preferred candidate for Democrats, the most likely candidate, as it appears in the run-up to the 2020 election. Now, some Republicans are out warning that she's going to be a very strong candidate. Sonny Johnson says if Oprah combines the economic message with culture, GOP won't have a chance in hell in 2020. Republicans and the broader conservative movement must not underestimate the political potential of Oprah Winfrey as a Democrat presidential contender in 2020. Breitbart's Sonny Johnson went on to say Republicans are not going to have a chance in hell of defeating Winfrey as a presidential candidate in 2020 if the talk show celebrity successfully fuses an economic message with her cultural powerhouse assets, said Johnson. Now, of course, if you take the content, the largesse of her content from the speech on Sunday night, that's not what she's going to do. She's going to ramble on about identity politics, the number one losing issue for Democrats, as was proven in 2016. And, of course, they're so wedded to that ideology of identity politics, dividing people based on race, gender, and class, that they're going to hold her to it and they're going to force her to have that message, which means she's not going to have the wider cultural message, the wider economic message that Trump was able to tap into to win the presidency. So again, it's one issue if she runs. It's another if she actually has the right message to unify American people around voting for her, because she didn't send a very unifying message in a 2013 interview with the BBC. And we've got this clip here that we can play in a second, where she told an interviewer that basically to solve racism, we need more racism and we need old white people to die out. She actually said, she was obviously speaking about older white people. People on Twitter say, oh, she didn't specifically say white people. She's obviously talking about white people. Context. She said they just have to die. That's a direct quote. Let's go to that clip. Oprah Winfrey in 2013. Here it is.
Still, and there's a whole generation. I say this, you know, I said this, you know, for apartheid South Africa. I said this for my own, you know, community in the South. There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
So there's Oprah Winfrey, the great uniter. We've had like 1.5 years of the media saying that Donald Trump is dividing people down racial lines. I don't recall Donald Trump ever saying that a certain race of people, and yes, that's obviously who she was talking about, context. I don't recall Donald Trump ever saying that a certain race of people or a certain age group of people just have to die. But no, he's the great divider. Oprah Winfrey's the great uniter in their world of fake news. Imagine what veterans, people who fought in World War II, people who fought in Korea, people who fought in Vietnam, would think about such a statement. Is that a unifying message? Is that a message of presidential quality? Now, we have this petition up on Infowars.com, as I mentioned on the show earlier. Will Oprah Winfrey disavow Harvey Weinstein? She gets up at the Golden Globe, sets herself up as this, you know, angelic moral authority against the sexual abuse of women. They all worship, they all genuflect before her, the very people who were complicit in covering it up for like 20 years, but they're the victims now, and we need to be lectured about it. She gets up in front of an event literally hosted by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which organizes and hosts the Golden Globes. They're the ones responsible for reporting on Hollywood. They're the ones who said absolutely nothing about this scandal for the past 20 years. But then they put on this show where all these, they're all dressed in black. Look at us. Look at how hard we can virtue signal. There was some other actress wearing a sweater that said poverty is sexist. Nobody really knew what that meant. Turned out the sweater cost $380. Could have donated that to a homeless charity, but no. So all these out-of-touch, preening, virtue-signaling hypocrites get up there, lecture everybody else about sexual abuse when they're the ones that helped cover it up by saying nothing about it the best part of 20 years. These people have appointed themselves as the moral guardians of the Me Too movement, and it's absolutely sickening. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show to break it down further. Don't go away. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and neutral tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Before we wrap up the Oprah Winfrey news, and I remind you again to go and sign that petition, I think it's up to about 4,000 signatures. We need way more than that. We need it to go viral. We need like 100,000, 200,000 signatures at least. So she can then ignore it, and we can say, why is she ignoring this petition for people asking her to disavow her friend, Harvey Weinstein? That's not going to look very good, is it? If she does disavow him, then fair enough, more power to her. Before we get back into that, I want to tell you about the newest supplement in the InfoWars Lifeline. It is Alpha Power. It's available right now at InfoWarsLife.com for 50% off. That's the introductory discount, 50% off. This is the brand new vitality formula developed to help boost your performance and energy levels. Amazing five-star reviews, independent reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got the powerful ingredients, the zinc, the organic macaroot concentrate, the horny goat weed, the Tribulus terrestris fruit extract, which is probably easier to make than it is to say. The alpha power even works synergistically with super male vitality to help you become a true alpha male and take charge of your energy to defy age. Try our super alpha male combat pack and receive 50% off each when you buy them together. It is alpha power. It is the exciting new product at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, I can personally recommend Brain Force Plus, which is a nootropic which helps your neurons fire better, gives you clarity of mind, helps you have a better mental performance in terms of speaking engagements, if that's the kind of thing you're into, or simply work. It is Alpha Brain Plus. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com, Brain Force Plus, I should say. Other products are out there which are quite similar, which is why it was amazing how the media took a hold of this. I think it was a couple of months ago. And they were so triggered by me making a video about it, an advertising video, which actually I made back in April, so it was really old, where I advertised the fact that I took Brain Force Plus to help me with mental clarity. And they had an absolute fit over that, even though this field, nootropics, has been popular, especially in Silicon Valley, for years and years and years. This isn't some hokey recipe that we cooked up in a basement. Like, top whiz kids and professionals take this thing, they rave about it, so we got our own product based on that idea, and it's selling like hotcakes. I mean, look at the reviews, look at the five-star reviews that we have up on InfoWarsStore.com. It is Brain Force Plus, highly recommended by yours truly. And it not only helps you with mental clarity and acuity, it triggers the holy heck out of the left whenever I mention it. You see a headline. Actually, that's funny, because we're going to talk about the guy who wrote that story in a little while. That's out of Vice Media. They were so triggered by me holding up a bottle of Brain Force Plus and talking about it. They discovered this ad, which was made in April. It was like a six-month-old ad. And they went absolutely ape. And that is the perfect reason why you need to get your bottle of Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's funny how we've literally monetized their liberal tears and are actually making money out of it every time they get triggered. Funny how that works, isn't it? Brainforce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's get back into the news here. We're talking about Oprah Winfrey. Talking about now some of her friends saying she's not going to run, but she finds the idea intriguing. We've got Van Jones basically saying she's queen of the universe and would crush everyone in her path if she did run. She could walk on water and cure cancer as well, presumably. But of course, we have a little reminder as to the true nature of Oprah Winfrey with this petition up on InfoWars.com. Oprah must disavow Harvey Weinstein. She got up in front of a Golden Globe ceremony, which is organized and hosted by the very press association that has refused to investigate Hollywood's sex abuse scandal for the past 20 years. That's the level of hypocrisy and double standard that we're dealing with. In fact, we got a Ben Shapiro clip where he discusses this, the fact that this Hollywood Foreign Press Association has said nothing about the Weinsteins of their industry. They covered up the truth about his behavior, like the rest of the actors in Hollywood, the likes of Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, they all knew about it. They said nothing. This press association, whose only job was to report on Hollywood, also complete silence. And they're the ones hosting the Golden Globes, at which Oprah Winfrey gets up and gives this amazing speech, bang average speech, in front of all these people who agree with her. They're virtue signaling to each other, and yet they're the ones responsible for covering the whole thing up in the first place. Let's go to this Ben Shapiro clip. Here it is.
I gotta let you go, but one last thing. You sort of went out on a limb today. You said you don't think she was that brave. You know, everybody in that room was up on their feet, and you said she wasn't brave last night. What did you mean?
I mean, what the hell kind of risk was she taking? She was standing in front of an entire town filled with sexual abusers and harassers. She said nothing about it for 20 years. She's being cheered by people who said nothing about it for 20 years. And there she is, pretending that she's leading the fight. In what way has she led the fight? I sort of missed it. And just because she said some stuff last night, I haven't seen how things have materially changed. I mean, Reese Witherspoon was mentioned that she measures things before Oprah and after Oprah. What changed after Oprah? Oprah said a bunch of stuff. Well, I was under the impression that most of us agreed with that stuff when this stuff first broke, and she lauded the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Where were they reporting on the sexual harassment and abuse scandal for the last 20 years? It is literally their job to cover Hollywood, and yet it took The New Yorker and Ronan Farrow to uncover all this stuff. Where was the Hollywood Foreign Press Association receiving such plaudits at the hands of Oprah Winfrey? Again, a woman who is good friends with Harvey Weinstein, being cheered by Meryl Streep, a woman who's standing, gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski.
Yeah, but there's a circle of support that ignored everything that you just mentioned so potently. Ben, thank you very much. Great to see you tonight.
There you have it. Let's not forget the fact that TMZ also reported after the Harvey Weinstein revelations came out that Oprah called up her friend Harvey Weinstein and offered her support. After it all came out, she still offered her support, reportedly. Now, of course, the team Oprah came back and denied that, but they did acknowledge that she wanted to get Weinstein on her show for an interview. So she actually wanted to give the serial sex predator a platform to explain his side of the story, and that's the least worst of it. According to TMZ, she actually initially called him up to offer her support to the serial sex predator and her best friend, Harvey Weinstein. We've shown you the pictures. Tons and tons of pictures of her canoodling, not just posing for photographs, literally like nibbling on the earlobe of Harvey Weinstein at these Hollywood bashes over the past 3 years at least, going back probably even further, given her professional relationship with him lasted at least, I think it was 10 years stretching back. According to British actress Cadian Noble, when she met Weinstein at a 2014 event in London, picture of which is in the article which features the petition on Infowars.com, she said Oprah was swinging off his arm. Oprah was swinging off the arm of Harvey Weinstein. She said that Weinstein used Oprah to lure her in with the promise of boosting her career. Weinstein subsequently sexually assaulted Noble, according to a lawsuit which has been filed against Weinstein in a Manhattan federal court back in November. The attorney of this British actress said, Harvey wasn't acting alone. Harvey wasn't allowed and unable to do what he did to Cadian and other women without help. Now, bear in mind, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon and others knew that Weinstein had sexually harassed Gwyneth Paltrow back in the 90s. Scott Rosenberg, the screenwriter, whose first two films were distributed by Harvey Weinstein's company Miramax, said, quote, everybody effing knew about Weinstein's behavior in Hollywood. Because we had the famous clip of Courtney Love coming out in the, I think it was the early 2000s or mid-2000s, where she said, don't accept an offer to go to Harvey Weinstein's hotel room. It was common knowledge amongst many in Hollywood, yet now we have these reams and reams of pictures of Oprah Winfrey hanging out with her best friend Harvey Weinstein years after these revelations were known inside Hollywood. We have her reportedly calling Harvey Weinstein immediately after everything broke back a few months ago about him being a serial sexual predator. And now Juanita Broderick, Bill Clinton's rape victim, is coming out and saying to Oprah, it's funny how I never heard you mention my name. We'll get to that on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It's
I think this is a national security imperative.
We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We got War Room coming up in a little while, but I wanted to get into this article up on Vice.com. Remember when Vice was quite a fresh, edgy news network? They actually produced interesting, intriguing documentaries. They went where other news crews refused to go. Well, now they're just a source of unremittent cancer. The headline is, Why Alt-Right Vloggers Are in Scotland to Defend a Nazi Dog. Now, you remember the story, and in fact, this emerged again. It cropped up on Friday because they had a hearing, or at least we thought the decision was coming down in the court case of Mark Meachin, who you remember put up a funny YouTube video where he taught his dog to do Sieg Heils, basically to make fun of his girlfriend who thought the dog was, you know, too cute. He thought he would troll his girlfriend by making it do Sieg Heils. It was hilarious. It was John Cleese level humor. But no, we can't have humor anymore in the United Kingdom. Literally, they're trying to say that making fun of Nazis is a hate crime. That's basically what they're trying to do in Scotland right now. So Vice.com decided to write an article about this, basically siding with the state that literally wants to lock up a guy for making his dog do some funny tricks. Okay, that's how far Vice has sunk in the past, what, 5-6 years since it began. The headline, Why Alt-Right Vlogging? Like, he's not alt-right. This article gets into how all these people generalize, they oversimplify. You do it in your frigging headline. Alt-right. This guy is not alt-right, clearly. Not everybody who disagrees with you is alt-right, okay? Not everyone right of Chairman Mao is alt-right. So it says in 2016, originally the headline said last year, because this guy doesn't even know what year it is, the Scottish man taught his dog to sing Heil to speeches of Hitler. The story only gets weirder from there, by Joe Bish, the trendy Vice.com journalist. So they go on to say the furore has been covered by all your favorite white right-wing media guys. Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, and even Canadian far-right real doll Lauren Southern. Now, this piqued my interest because real doll is another term, an industry term, a brand name for a sex robot. In the rest of this article, this guy rails against Mark Meachin, otherwise known as Count Dankula, for being, quote, anti-feminist, okay? So he's bad because he's anti-feminist, he's a misogynist, he's a sexist. While in the same article, this Joe Bish, this Vice journalist, calls a woman a real doll, calls a woman a sex robot. So he's basically referring to a woman as a sex toy while bashing Meachin for being a misogynist. Yeah, how does that work, Joe Bish? I think we know who the real misogynist is. You're literally comparing a woman to a sex object and then lecturing us about how we're the misogynists. Oh, and by the way, Vice has a rampant sexual harassment problem within its own offices. Maybe you should deal with that before lecturing other people. Vice apologizes for boys' club culture after allegations of sexual harassment. Vice magazine has apologized for a boys' club culture after it emerged that allegations of sexual harassment at the company led to 4 settlements. So they're having to pay out money to all these women who were harassed within Vice's offices. They hire guys like Sam Chris, the male feminist, who turns out is another accused sexual harasser of women, like all these left-wing male feminists turn out to be. And in this article, he's literally referring to a woman as a sex toy while lecturing me, while lecturing Mark Meachin about how we're anti-feminist. Oh, yeah, you're the big feminist, aren't you? Whatever the hell your name is, Sam Bish. Joe Bish. He's obviously been taught feminism by Sam Chris, his best friend. So he's talking about us being misogynist, anti-feminist, while literally referring to a woman as a sex toy. That's the left. That's Vice.com. That's cancer. Absolutely incredible. You know, it's this thing again. They reserve the most vitriolic, misogynistic, sexist hatred against women who are conservatives. Sarah Palin, Ann Coulter, women like that. As long as they're conservatives, you can say whatever the hell you like about them. Oh, but you're the male feminists. Absolutely incredible. Double standard exposed yet again with the unremittent cancer that is Vice Media. Let's get into some of, these other headlines right now. Virgin Trains stop selling Daily Mail. Concern over editorial position on immigration. This came out in the UK today. Virgin Trains has stopped selling the Daily Mail because it disagrees with its editorial line on immigration, LGBT rights and unemployment. Right, so are Virgin Trains now going to refuse custom from people based on their political views? This is the whole thing once again. It's this purity test. We saw it again in the United Kingdom with Toby Young, who they hired to be on some government education board. Oh, but they dug up a tweet from 2009 in which he talks about a woman's breasts. So he failed the witch hunt mob's ideological purity test because he talked about a woman's breasts 8 years ago. He must be sacrificed. He must be crucified. His career must be burned at the stake. Is it really because you're offended about the fact he talked about a woman's breasts 8, 9 years ago, given that all these male feminists turn out to be the biggest sexual abusers of women imaginable? Or is it because of his political beliefs, which you disagree with, so you use the power of the mob to publicly shame him and burn his career at the stake every single time? Now, he apologized eventually. At first, it looked like he wasn't going to apologize and back down, but he backed down. Again, don't apologize. You're giving them power by apologizing in the first place. Don't do it. Tell them where to stick it immediately, and they'll back down. That's what's happening in the United Kingdom. We have Beyoncé's veganism promotes discrimination, professors warn. Again, two professors out of the United Kingdom, University of London, recently warned that Beyoncé's veganism reproduces existing patterns of discrimination and equality. So now you can't even be vegan. That's not woke enough for these people. In an article in a recent issue of Feminist Media Studies, they argued that Beyoncé's adoption of the 22 Days Vegan Challenge perpetuates inequality because it's actually post-feminist dietary practice. If that sounds like gobbledygook to you, that's because it is. They make the argument that the empowerment of the individual is worrisome to some feminist scholars since it shifts the onus of self-improvement onto the individual and away from society. So again, it all comes back to this rampant hatred of the individual. You can't even have your own dietary choices in the interest of self-empowerment now, because that's not, you know, giving your debt to society in this collectivist socialist phony utopia mindset. This is the insanity coming out of universities. These people are teaching your kids. Daily Caller reports Google's new fact-check feature almost exclusively targets conservative sites. Imagine my shock. Google, the most powerful search engine in the world, is now displaying fact-checks for conservative publications in its results. So you go, you search for the Daily Caller or whoever, gives you the website, but then it gives you all of this series of reviewed claims, which their impartial, independent fact-checkers have determined to be fake news. Oh, you mean like Snopes, who, of course, are known for inventing fake quotes and then claiming that, I mean, I'll give you an example. A WikiLeaks email came out during the election where an individual gave a quote. I wrote an article about it. Snopes came back and said, no, he didn't really mean to say that. This is what he meant to say. Completely created a new quote. They're not independent. They've been debunked over and over again as a hyper-partisan outfit. And now these people are fact-checking us on Google. Absolutely insane. War Room is coming up. Breaking news at InfoWar.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive